Join us Monday, Tuesday.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
On this Tuesday night, and I tell you what crazy shit is going on. Russell, Carmelita, Ray, how y'all doing?
We hanging in there down here in South Central Texas. Just kicked back with some popcorn, watching it all come unravel.
All right, me too. I tell you, I've been keeping up on a lot of stuff. We'll go into it here in just a little bit. Carmelita, how you doing, girlie?
I'm doing good.
How are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, same here. So get ready to hunker down for tomorrow. We've got a snowstorm coming in up here. But anyway, I've been keeping up on a lot of the stuff that's going on that, you know, they caught those four gangbangers or those four immigrants that we at the New York cop, but they're busting Venezuela gangs up around New York and Chicago as well. And we warned about this and everything that was already forming and stuff. But Russell, tell us what's going on, because I know you were down at the border this weekend and everything. Yeah, what are you seeing down there?
Well, I can tell you what I saw when I was down there. And it's no different than what you're seeing anywhere else. Flyover. And it's I don't know, it's hard to describe, man. The only thing I can think of is some of those old Vietnam movies and stuff like that. It looked like Ho Chi Minh Trail down there. I mean, people are just pouring over and everybody's tatting Hot Wheels Abbott on the back. Oh, what a great governor. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for 3 solid years. Now, Abbott could have done this 3 years ago if he really gave a shit about stopping the flow of these illegals, all right? Governor Abbott is a World Economic Forum China puppet, okay? The only reason they're doing anything now is the reason the Republicans ever do anything. It's an election year. And they're trying to convince everybody that they're the good guys. Well, let me tell you, we've had the numbers vary from 8 to 11 million people pour across our border in the last 3 years. Nobody's done anything to stop it. They're not going to do anything to stop it. This is the private army that Obama said that he needed or whatever. When they decide to pull their next little stunt, whether it's cyber attack per Klaus Schwab there, or Disease X, they try another lockdown, whatever like that. These are the people that they're going to use to enforce it, okay? Because the police department, well, maybe the police departments in the big cities and stuff, but most sheriff departments aren't going to fall for it. The American people aren't going to fall for it. So when the lies are exposed and the propaganda comes crashing down, there's only one thing left for tyrants to do, and that is to use force. And that's what these people are going to be used for, okay? They have no attachment to the United States of America. And they're some of the most racist people on the planet. And they will have no problem shooting Americans. I know some people may find that offensive. I'm sorry if you do, you know, but facts are stubborn things that don't go away. And I don't think I'm too far off on this.
That's right. And Russell, didn't I about several months ago, did I not warn that Klaus Schwab and the WHO were forming their own army and sending them over here? Did I not say that?
Well, I mean, the whole WHO thing's been going on for, well, pretty much since its inception. It's run by China for all intents and purposes. And I don't think... And this whole WHO thing's been going on a lot longer than 9 months, at least I think. I want to say WHO really started trying to expand their power or whatever you want to call it about 6 or 7 years ago. Am I off on that, Carmelita?
I'm sorry. What was that?
When the WHO really started pushing the global Iron Hand communist stuff. That was 6-7 years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was longer than that. It's been longer than that. In the military, you know, I'm not going to, and this might hurt people's feelings. Oh, well. I'm saying this as a veteran. The military's been on a lot of this stuff. Especially in the intelligence community. That's an oxymoron. But it is. It's an oxymoron. And I'm sure Ray, he can elaborate on this as well. Because he's very much aware of it.
Right.
Bush was never an ally. People need to realize that. And Ray touched on a very sticky topic. And I believe it was 2 shows ago, about presumptive programming. And people really need to look into that. People really need to open their eyes. Because everything that's unfolding before them, they're pretty much telling you what they plan to do. you know, I have been paying attention to some of this stuff because a lot of this stuff is all optics, and it is, you know. I mean, I just saw some video, and again, PSYOPs uses media and optics for a psychological operation, bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
And the American people feed into it, and that's the whole point of a PSYOPs, okay, is to get people to believe what you want them to believe. It's social media is a PSYOP.
When you
project an image to someone constantly and constantly and constantly, okay, pretty soon people are going to feed into that. So they're feeding all this info through these media operatives. And that's exactly what they are, because the media was bought off a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we can, you know, I mean, literally we can talk about, you know, we all know, and Ray and I was touching base on this, and correct me if I'm wrong, and believe me, please, by all means, I am one to take constructive criticism. We know what the problems are. We do. We need, you know, although we touch on what's taking place, we need solutions as to what needs to be done by the American people. Instead of them constantly complaining, constantly in an uproar. I mean, everyone knew once they opened the borders, okay, all you have is gang members swarming over anyway, especially from Venezuela, okay? The gang members up there in New York are coming here to Florida to spend their money, then going back, hitting all these helpless people. Yet you have these Soros-funded DAs in AGs, in judges, and I mean, it goes so deep. If you were to even go down this rabbit hole, it is a never-ending,
Let me interject something here, and y'all can probably correct me if I'm off base. But I remember reading some articles and stuff about Russia. Had, I guess this falls along the lines of what you were talking about, the presumptive PSYOP and stuff. And what they did, they had a town that was kind of isolated. And they fed them propaganda, kind of like what they've been doing here to the American people, nonstop for about 3 or 4 months. Right? And the whole populace of the area there pretty much bought into it. Now, they came back out and showed the facts that they had been lied to and misinformed and stuff like that. But after a certain length of time, the people refused to believe they've been conned. Is that correct, or am I wrong on that?
Well, you are correct on that. I mean, okay, Ray. You want to elaborate, Paul? You want to elaborate on this subject, this topic, please?
Yeah, let me. I'm going to back up just a little bit on you there, Carmelita, because I want to kind of answer that first question that Russell posed about China, right? So China kind of having its eyes set on world dominance actually started back during the Clinton administration, because they were communists. There were certain bans that items couldn't be sold to China. One of those things were U.S.-made computers. The way Clinton got around from that was they put a bid out for countries to monitor the U.S. communication satellites, and lo and behold, China won the bid. But the only way they could do it was that they had the computers. So then Clinton wavered that ban and sold them supercomputers so they could track our communication satellites and monitor them for us. And then after that, he gave them favored nation status for trade. And ever since then, prior to that, I mean, they were still wearing the Mao uniforms. You know, everybody was wearing these dark gray pajamas. And then they started dressing, you know, like the West. And it's been an uphill climb for them ever since then. And now, you know, they're really a near peer. And then we're going to transition to what Carmelita was talking about and what I brought up a couple of shows ago about presumptive programming. And it's going to get a little deep here. It's from a German philosopher back in the 1800s. his name was Hegel. And he had it's called the Hegelian dialect. And there's three phases to the Hegelian dialect. There's a problem. There's like highlighting or showing people what the problem is. And then there's the solution. So whatever the problem is, it can be any problem in society. But then if you highlight it and you amplify it and you make it worse, and then finally people get to a point to where they're like, we're done with this. We don't want a problem anymore. And then the solution, they step in and they offer you a solution, even though they might have been what caused the problem, and that's usually 99% of the time. The Germans, because it was a German philosopher, the Germans knew about this, and so they came up with a problem. The problem was, the Jews had money, rest of Germany didn't, so that's the problem. And then they highlighted it by saying, the reason we don't have money is because the Jews took all the money. And then, of course, then they came up with the final solution. And I'm not going to get that to another show, but you know what the final solution was, right? And
right.
That's why the German people went along with it. And it's just like, we have a problem.
Right.
The problem is COVID-19. And then they start putting all these death tolls up on the screen. What they didn't tell us at the time was, if you had a massive coronary and you went to the hospital and they did a COVID test on you and you tested positive for COVID, even though the heart attack's what killed you, they put you down as the cause of death for COVID.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We know that now. Solution, take the shot. Right? I personally believe that a problem was made for the solution. I don't believe that vaccine was made for the virus. I personally believe the virus was made for the vaccine because the COVID-19 vaccine was actually patented in 2016.
Well, right.
That public record. Anyone can go online and look. The vaccine was patented in 2016.
Yeah,
so it wasn't approved by the FDA. It's never been approved by the FDA. But that's when they patented. That is a form of PSYOP, right? But we have the power to do the same thing. Because you got to remember, there are more of us than there are of them. We are the silent majority, right? Although we're not as silent as we used to be. So if people know what the problem is, they need to highlight it. So people need to get out. They need to tell their friends, their family, their coworkers, whether they want to hear it or not. And you are correct, Russell. Some people, the truth to them is worse than a lie.
Yep.
But the reason being is because the truth violates they believe.
Exactly. And while we're moving along here and stuff like that, it looks like what's happening here right now came almost out of the Nazi handbook Solzhenitsyn's rule for radicals. I mean, it seems like we're almost that these socialists, globalists, whatever you want to call them, that have infected our government and stuff like that. And it appears to me that they're parallel to the Nazi playbook in 1938 Germany. Would you say that's correct or partially right or not at all?
Absolutely.
100%.
We do a lot of stuff in this country that parallels what Nazi Germany did. We had fluoride through our water. There is no health benefit whatsoever from putting fluoride in your water. Fluoride is rat poison. We put it in our water and our toothpaste. fluoride dumbs you down. It takes aggressiveness out of males, and it destroys the fluoride in your gut when you use it as toothpaste, which keeps you perpetually sick. There's just so many problems. Germany did it for years, and then we started doing it after World War II.
Right. And so, as you say, we can do the same thing back to them, and I think you see some of that trying to go on through different avenues and that sort of thing, but the thing of it is with everything they're using now to shut down the First Amendment, and I mean, it's blatant, the stuff they're doing and one thing or another, and X finally Twitter's back up to their old games, and you know, we got an election coming up, so people are going to start getting banned and dropped from different platforms and stuff like that. And with the Congress that has sold out the American people, too. I mean, there's not. I mean, what would the next step be? Because actually, we've been identified as the bad guys right now. The FBI doesn't care about who's coming across the border or why, but they're going after grandmothers and mothers that speak out at these town halls about having these drag queens come into elementary school. If you're a patriot and speak about the Constitution or anything like that, you're basically considered a domestic terrorist at this point in time. And I don't think the majority of the American people realize what's going on, or either they do, and they're suffering from the purest form of tyranny there is at this point in time. They're afraid of their government. And that's a tall road to have to sit. You know what I mean?
Tyranny only prevails if you allow it to prevail. The problem is people are awake. The American people are, in fact, awake. Okay? The thing is, you know, I understand they're targeting everybody and they're labeling military veterans as domestic terrorists. Okay? Anybody who speaks out that's pro-American is now deemed domestic terrorist. It's the same thing as, you know, Zelensky's playbook. Everything is coming out of this book, and it's playing out in front of the American people. But the problem is the American people entrusted their government so much that they never imagined that their own government would turn on them. And, again, I go back to when I was in the Navy. I will never forget. I will never, ever forget. You know, it was a huge meeting. And I believe I talked to Ray about this a while back, too, and he agrees on this. The only fear the American people ever have to fear is their own government, okay? They are allowing this infiltration. The only way to destroy America from within is to allow them in. So everyone who's coming over this border is unvetted, unvetted. And, you know, I'm going to actually give a little example of that. I'm not going to say on the radio how I'm going to give that example, but I will have proof, solid proof, as of next week to show you.
Okay.
Because they're blocking everything. They don't want stuff exposed. Your independent journalists are going out there. There are people going out there, American people going out there with cameras and everything, and they're videotaping and so forth, okay? And you have these officers and law enforcement, although they take an oath to the Constitution, just as well as any of those who go into the, you know, military, not upholding it, okay? They're not being held accountable. And that's where it comes down to that as well, accountability. Those who are doing wrong are not being held accountable. Those who are doing right are being held accountable for actions. It's like an ex-box situation.
I don't know if I'm going to say this correctly, but what I see right now is the American people making the same stupid mistake that the Jewish people made in Germany. And that was believing that they could vote this stuff out. And I think most American people do, because it's too easy to go, oh, you know, Trump is going to save us. This person is going to save us. That person is going to save us. No, they're not. I mean, people don't realize. I don't think they're fully aware of the mess we're in. And believing that you can vote this kind of corruption and tyranny out is the same thing the Jewish people thought they could do in Nazi Germany. And we all know how that turned out.
Well, so there's only one solution.
I don't believe in the voting system anymore. I don't believe in the voting system based on the fact that we had a stolen election. Bottom line, not just once.
Exactly.
But
I have a solution to the whole problem, Luke, and that's called a bullet.
It's going to come down to, look, the thing is, everybody knows it's going to come down to a ground war. Bottom line, okay? And who knows their backyard better than anyone? It's kind of like a scene out of the movie. What the hell is the movie called? Patrick Swayze played in the movie.
Red Dawn.
Okay? It's similar to Red Dawn. We're going to have our own Red Dawn. And people better pay attention to these blue states, because what they're doing, they're shuffling around all these immigrants to the inner cities, okay, to the blue states, and even down here, I would have to say, okay, trust me, DeSantis is no saint. People better get on board with that. He's a World Economic Forum Muppet, okay? Just because he passes something and everybody's like, ooh, yay, yeah, oh, whatever, okay? I'm telling you right now, I'm calling bullshit on it, and I will continue to call bullshit on it, okay? And the thing is, people need to prepare themselves. They need to prepare themselves for the worst scenario. They need to prepare their families. They need to prepare the fact that when it comes down to it, and that executive order is called, and Ray and I touched base on this, okay, food supplies. Start a garden, people, okay? Start a garden. Find land, even if you have to go in with other people. Band together, okay? Because I'm telling you, if you're all alone and it's just you and your wife and your children, it's easy to take you over, okay? There's strength in numbers, bottom line. But also know the people within your circle, because as you can tell, it's easily infiltrated. I mean, J6, perfect example right there. Okay, that was all out of a playbook. I'm telling you right now, that's out of a playbook. And those people are being hunted down to this day, people who never did anything. And Ray was correct on that. But you have to prepare, whether you want to or not. And I'm not trying to instill fear in anyone or any such thing. I am a realist. I see what is happening on the forefront. And the main thing is you know, they want to do the same thing that they did to the Jews. Extinction, okay? Millions upon millions of American people, they want dead. Bottom line, when you give tyrants power, let me tell you, they do not want to give it up. And the only way to take tyrants out of power is you have to stand up in numbers. I mean, for the love of God, Europe did more coming out into the streets than the U.S., than the American people.
Oh, yeah.
They crowded the streets. You know, they wanted to stand up for their freedom and everything else. People are going to sit back and say, well, hey, they didn't prevail. You know what? Did they? Or didn't they? Think about that. Are you going to believe everything that's being pushed out? But are you going to keep believing what's being pushed out by the propaganda machine? Are you going to keep believing the media and the optics that they're pushing and not paying attention and doing your own research? They don't want individuals who think outside the box and who will research all this nonsense. You know, I have a book sitting actually right in front of me right now, The Art of War. I cannot help but think to myself, how many Americans actually picked up the book and read the book? Actually read The Art of War.
I've got it, read it, it's sitting right here.
Yeah, but the American people, families are going to be, they're going to panic, okay? And when you have people that panic, and then just like Ray said, and then all of a sudden government comes in and they're like, trust us, we're going to take care of you. Everything's going to be okay. It is not going to be okay.
Who's going
to lead you right to? You're
going to
be led to your own demise.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do what a lot of people out there. If you can't afford land, get people within your circle. And I'm not talking about, you know, don't just grab up on anyone. Okay? Don't do it, because sometimes people will panic and they'll be like, well, hey, you can be part of my group. You can be part of my group. That kind of deal. No. You need to help one another. Back in the day, there was a bartering system. Use the bartering system. But trust the people within your circle, because you don't know at any moment whether they're going to turn on you or not. You would be amazed at what people will do in a state of panic. We've already seen it. We saw it with COVID-19. When all that nonsense was beginning to happen, I'll be honest with you. I spoke with Ray. I spoke with another colonel. Okay, his name is Colonel Schumann. And I spoke with another colonel. Okay, I won't throw his name out there. But all of us at the same time, we were like, what do you think is happening? A psyops. This was planned way beforehand. I, for one, I knew I wasn't taking the poison. Okay? And a lot of people don't want to speak up about it, but I will continue to speak up, and I will continue to speak out. And I'm not going to let anyone stifle my voice. My father was murdered. My father was murdered, whether people want to accept it or not, at Cape Fear Valley Hospital in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You don't go into a hospital with a UTI, and then all of a sudden, you're on a regular floor, you get moved up to a pre-COVID floor, then you get moved up to a COVID floor, and then you have a young, dumbass doctor who made the mistake of saying that they gave my dad a Pfizer shot. If an individual tested positive for COVID, why would you give him a Pfizer shot? What happened to natural immunity? And the fact that they breached the power of attorney, I had, okay, they were supposed to do everything through me, and then my father's dead in 4 days? No. That does not play well with me, and a lot of other families suffered immeasurably as well. They've lost their children, their parents, their, you know, wives, their husbands, so forth. We need to come up with solutions as to how to help the American people be prepared for what's to come. And trust me, it's coming. As I believe, and Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not sure who's made this statement. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But you need to prepare yourself for the worst.
Yep.
Okay, in order to survive through this, and a lot of people are not prepared. Our children have been dummied down. I mean, super dummied down.
Oh, yeah, we've got a whole generation, if not two, that absolutely hate the country. They've been totally brainwashed. They've been broken down to being beta males. They've been totally emasculated, and this is all through the education system. And the thing that really bothers me the most is you can sit there, you can talk to people, show them, and know that they understand what's going on, but yet they don't want to accept the fact, and they just want it to go away. And it's not, because I honestly believe that there's no way this isn't going to turn into a ground conflict. I hope and pray I'm wrong, but I don't see any way around it. Do any of y'all?
I don't believe you're wrong. I believe it's going to be a ground conflict. I mean, I had the pleasure, it was very odd, to meet a young man around in his 20s. It was really odd. I was in a store. There was this young man looking at videos, the DVDs, right? And he's just going through them all. like trying to pick out certain ones. And he's like, go figure, they don't have it. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? He says, because they're trying to get rid of all of these digital copies. And then this young man went on to tell me, you know, he says, I go to flea markets, this, this, and that, to get all these digital copies of DVDs because they're taking them off the shelves and they're not replenishing them because they do not want the younger generation to all of a sudden, you know, they start thinking for themselves and they want to do their own research. And say they want to go, you know, there was a DVD out. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ray, okay? Say there was DVDs out about past wars, whether it be World War II, you know, and so forth. He isn't able to get his hands on quite a bit of these. And when I looked around and I'm looking with him, I'm like, whoa. And he enlightens me. He says, you know, we're not all stupid. So some of these young folks are waking up to it because, you know why? They're getting in with older folks who are actually talking to them. There are a lot of children, not just children, but teens that are being homeschooled now. A lot of kids have been getting pulled from the public school system. They're losing funding within the public school system. They're definitely losing bus drivers. They're losing teachers. I mean, Florida alone is doing everything they can to get veterans. They're still offering the bonuses to get them to come here and teach. They're trying to get officers from all over the different states to come here. In one county, and I'm going to throw this out there, in one county, I'm just going to mention one county, there's 7 cops to 1 resident. In that county, their channel, if you try, you know how you listen to the police stations and everything?
Yeah.
Theirs is encrypted. And they don't have, they're not required to have dash cams. They're not required to have body cams. And if you have a body cam, they can tell you, nope, you can't record. My answer to that is
actually, Carmelita, that was upheld by the Supreme Court, and they can't prevent you from recording.
Exactly. That's why I tell them.
But you know what? This goes back to, really, a lot of this goes back to the 1960s, right? So you had all these anti-war protesters that were protesting, and you know their fathers and the establishment was like, look, this is, if you don't like the system, you don't fix it by protesting, you fix it from within. And so these kids became politicians, they became educators, and they started changing the system. In 2009, in the state of Pennsylvania, a high school history book had 4 pages on World War II. It had 12 pages on Barack Obama. All right? They stopped teaching Kurt. You know why they stopped? Why I think they stopped teaching cursive? Our founding documents are written in cursive. If you can't read the cursive, you can't read the founding documents, and then you have to rely on somebody else to tell you what they say. Most high school graduates do not believe that the Second Amendment is a right. They believe that it's a privilege. The state of Washington and Oregon just removed proficiency tests from graduating from high school. So you can be a 12th grader and read at the 6th grade level and you get a high school diploma if you do 12 years.
Yep.
So,
they're
dumbing it down.
Yep. So, and, you know, and the thing is that solutions. And the thing for the solution is, you know, like I said, it's going to take a bullet to get us out.
More people need to meet up. You need to meet up in groups, as they did in the past.
Yep.
Whether it's in, you know, I don't care if it's in a cafe. I don't care if it's in a library, if they even exist anymore today. Because, I mean, you can meet in cafes. You can meet in, you know, if you're going out to dinner, who cares? If it's 6 people, if it's 8 people, meet up. Have a plan. Have that plan drawn up to protect your family. Like I said, meet up with individuals who want to go in and have something to bring to the table. Don't take on dead weight. You take on dead weight, that's on you. That's another mouth for you to feed. So you better figure that out for yourself.
Carmelita, that's why right now in Congress, right, in Congress they have H.R. 6981. It's under the 118th Congress. And it's preventing private paramilitary. It's Preventing Private Military Activity Act of 2024.
Yeah,
and
they're
basically
trying to put
what that it says is that if three people, just take three, send the text, and I sent you a copy of the text. If three people go to the range together, they can deem that you are training as a paramilitary, they can arrest you, fine you, and put you in jail. If people are protesting, if three or more people are protesting, and you're marching down the street with your sign, there's the key word, marching, drill and ceremony. It's a paramilitary activity. They can arrest you, fine you, and put you in jail.
Unless you're
that's
a liberal, climate activist, unless you're a far but look at all these climate activists and terrorists and supporters and all that doing this now. They're not doing anything to them. But if we do it, we get in trouble.
But see, that's not true. The thing is, this is what people are not understanding. Yes, they're trying to push the bill through. But the problem is getting the bill out there, letting people know what they're doing behind our backs, paying attention to everything in the background of what these people are doing. It's a dangling of the carrot over here. I told you, it's just like, okay, a cat. If you throw a toy to the left, the cat's going to go to the left after the toy, but then you've got a lot of a lot of crap over here happening on the right. Okay? We have strength in numbers. Okay? He used the keyword march. Understand that. He made it a point. Ray made it a point to say that. Keyword, march. Okay? If you, all right, that's why they're trying their best to take our First Amendment rights. Well, do I think they'll be successful? No, I do not. I do not. One thing about the American people, one thing I believe, they will not allow a government to stifle their voices. They will not. But if people gather in numbers, and I'm talking numbers, not 25 people, not 50 people. Did you see in Europe? Did you see the amount of people that came out onto the streets? It was covered. Could you imagine if the American people came together in unity? I'm talking unity. Take this race card and throw it to the side. I don't want to hear about your race card. I don't want to hear it. Because I could take somebody from Korea, somebody from Puerto Rico, somebody from, we all bleed red, bottom line. Okay, we have different cultures, true. That is the truth. But the fact remains, if we unify as one, because we all believe in the same thing, freedom. Although we are not free. I'm going to tell you that. We are, free people don't have to pay taxes on, every single freaking thing. The air they breathe, we're taxed on.
Okay, but let me add something to that, though. And this is just strictly my opinion, but I feel like I see a lot of it out there, is the fact that people are afraid of freedom because there's no safety net in freedom. And freedom requires rugged individualness and self-responsibility. You have to take care of yourself to be truly free. And people have gotten so wrapped up in these safety nets. And that's why they rob more and more of our money. When you pull on your boots tomorrow to go to work, man, just remember, man, there's 17 million dead weights out there that are depending on you, and That's not the way freedom works. That's not the way. There is, I guarantee you, 90% of what our government does now is in no way constitutional. All these agencies, ATF, Education Department, FDA, all these things. They
could
are
it also
all,
be dismissed?
Let me say, they are all unconstitutional. The
exactly, but they can be dismantled.
That can pass a law by the Constitution, Congress. Now, when they pass whatever, pass this off to they, okay, and they go, well, you know, a regulation's not a law. Gurney, what's wrong with you? Well, you know what? Break a regulation. ATF regulation, see where your ass ends up, okay? It's all unconstitutional. None of it is constitutional, but we do have a constitutional right to remove and reset a corrupt and tyrannical government, and that's
yep.
what we're looking at right now.
Well, that is what's needed. All these agencies need to be dismantled. And like you said, do you think there's going to be a ground war? Of course I think there's going to be a ground war. Do you think these corrupt politicians that are involved in all this tyranny aren't in on it? Of course they're in on it. Why do you think they have been, trust me, they have been stockpiling ammunition for years. Oh. To use against the American people. They know that Americans will not turn on their own people. So what do? You flood the border. But the fact remains, how many of those know our backyard? They do not know our backyard. Our own military today don't even know our backyard. My God, if you took a portion of our military and put them in the middle of the woods and took their little dagger away, okay, and put a map in front of them, and you gave them a certain period of time to make it out of the wooded area, to, you know, get them from point A to point B, I bet you 10 to 1, you'll find them in the same spot with the next day. You'll find them in the same damn spot because the military has took away the training that was actually necessary for them to be able to survive. And I mean off-grid situation, okay? There's no more navigational. It's like there's no map reading. Okay, there's no stick lanes. I could go on. Ray can even elaborate on this. We joined when it was old school. We knew we had to go through all that. You weren't passing if you did not know how to get out of the damn woods with just a compass. How many people today can read a compass? How many? How many people today can read a paper map?
Well, they don't do it, Carmelita. Instead, the army uses daggers.
Yeah, daggers.
So,
and the battery is not forbidden to guard.
So they use Garmin daggers, but you know I was going to say if you want to do land nav with a map and a compass, just don't give it to the lieutenant, give it to an NCO. Otherwise, you're lost. So, right.
Yeah, that's true. NCOs lead the way.
The problem is we have so much stuff going on in front of our face. You know, it's this problem, highlighting it, and then giving us a solution, right? So we know we got a problem at the border. They finally start highlighting it. Their solution, luckily, there's not enough members of Congress willing to vote for it, which was going to let down. It was legally going to let in 1.8 million illegals legally into the U.S. every year, right? So, the cutoff number was like 5,000 a week, right, or something like that. But, you know, here just about a week ago, you know, you had U.S. representatives suggesting that because the Army fell 40,000 short in our recruitment for 2023 about letting illegals sign up for the military and serve in the military and giving them a path to citizenship, right? So which I thought that was kind of strange, right?
Yeah, they've done it before.
Then, you know, you listen to the NATO brief that just come out on Friday. So NATO is running, it's called Steadfast Defender 2024. It started on the 26th of January, and it's going until the middle of May. It is 90,000 troops in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
13 nations, 90,000 troops. So are they going to take what we got remaining here and ship them over there to Europe to go through this exercise? If they do that, we don't have anybody here. Maybe they'll just fill the ranks with illegal aliens. And then you got people that really, they're wearing the U.S. uniform, but they don't have loyalty to the U.S. They're still flying their home country flag when they cross the border, right? And then they're going to do whatever they're told to do in order to get that green card.
Yep.
And they will do that, guys. They will. They have no loyalty to the United States of America. Quite frankly, I mean, I don't even think there's quite a few Americans that don't have loyalty to the United States of America, but that all comes down to the public education system. And we, I'm going to say all of us, we allowed this to happen. Bottom line,
yes,
we allowed them to infiltrate our educational systems. We allowed them to infiltrate our not only federal positions, okay, high positions, but state, local, all of them. People need to go, whatever state they're in, look at the people who are running in your county or in whatever district there is. Research that person. And, I mean, do some deep research because you have a lot of people who claim to be Republican, and they're, in fact, no way Republican. I don't know if you're aware. I mean, Rona, what is her name? Rona McDaniel. What the? Okay. Who is the
Rona McDaniel.
Is,
she's the head
yeah,
of the
he's
Republican
be stepping
National
down.
Committee.
Well, she's going to be resigning after the South Carolina, to my understanding, rally. And the other gentleman is going to be stepping down, too. And they're trying to get a gentleman from North Carolina to take her place. Okay? And this gentleman in North Carolina, man, he's busting butt. He really is. North Carolina, I'll tell you right now, I think North Carolina is going to come out strong. I do believe that Mark Robinson is going to kick butt, and he's going to be governor. I was a poll watcher there, and I watched the disgusting, foul, underhanded stuff they did during the stolen election. And I was given a number, okay? I was a poll watcher. I was given a number to call. I called that number four times. It was to a Republican attorney. He was not returning my call, okay? Only after I threatened to hire my own attorney and give him all the information that I assessed, okay, that I witnessed firsthand, did he take the time to call me back. This attorney, in turn, said to me, we know, ma'am, we know. We're aware of all the cheating and everything else. But, hey, we did get the judge that we wanted. I was like, are you serious?
You know, a fine example of what I think you're talking about, Carmelita, we saw happen today. You hear me talk about the Uniparty all the time, and whether you want to admit it or not, it's real. It exists. And a fine example was today. They took a vote on impeaching Mayorkas.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
They had three Republicans join the Democrats to make sure it didn't happen.
Yep.
All right. That's your Uniparty hard work. And that's what we're trying to tell you. Nobody's going to save you except you. All right? And you need to wake up. I see y'all talking about how you love your children, your grandchildren, and yada, yada, all this and that. Well, you know what? If you don't get off your butt and stand up and fight for them, I won't be around. I'm sure they'll end me before that. But I want to hear you answer the question when your granddaughter asked you, you know, Grandma, what's freedom? What was freedom? I want to hear you answer that question because hiding under your Bible, believing the Republicans are going to save you, believing that you don't have to get your hands dirty, everything's going to be all right because God's going to reach down here with a big hand and swipe all the bad guys away. That's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And get all your you're under one of all lies. I believe in God. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord, Master. But you know what? God will provide a way. And if you think God's going to come fight your battle for you, explain World War One to me. Explain World War Two.
World War II, yep.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is it took the blood of patriots, okay? And it's going to come to that once again. Bottom line, people are going to have to realize they're going to have to get their hands dirty. And let me tell you what, death isn't pretty. I get it. I do. I get it. But you know what? Death is inevitable as well, all right? So you have a choice. You have a choice. You either die being enslaved by the very government that says they're going to save you, or you stand up and you fight for the very freedoms that you would love to see your children and your grandchildren live under. You want them to live free. I mean, they tried to push.
Yep.
I talked to a friend of mine in Australia today. Do you know how many Muslims are in Australia? Do you have any idea that they were trying their best to push Sharia law? It's incredible the amount of information that she told me, okay? And
I mean, you don't have to look far. I mean, you got to understand that Haji had a 100-year plan, too. And if you look at it, you can see a fine example of them take over country right now. Just look at the U.K. Look at the U.K., all right? Muslims run that country.
Well, I have a lot of respect for the Italian prime minister, I'll tell you that right now. A vote's already gone before the floor. They are requesting chemical castration for anyone who rapes someone in pedophilia. And it's going to pass. It's going to pass. A lot of people aren't happy with that, but you know what? I am with it 110%.
I support that 110%.
Yep, six or seven Egyptians raped a 13-year-old girl.
Yep.
Held her boyfriend, and they raped this young girl. But the prime minister is pushing it through, and it will go through.
Right.
Europe is fighting back, but you got to remember something. Europe, they don't have, well, those who do have weapons isn't enough to be able to take over. You understand? So if you arm the enemy, and the enemy is those coming over the illegal, you know, coming over the border illegally, and they are. I watched a video today, and they had a lot of Latinos on there, okay? And I am willing to bet that these Latinos were from Venezuela, Honduras, Colombia, El Salvador,
Cuba.
El Salvador. Take a good look at El Salvador. The youngest.
I can tell you right now, if a person
the prime minister or a president just got reelected. Youngest president to be reelected. You want to know why? Because he rounded up all the MS-13 gangs. So El Salvador has never been this safe in forever. I mean, in forever. Then they reelected him, and and you want to know what the crazy part is? Where do you think he's from, though? He's a Palestinian. And he told the people, you know, they don't like the way he's doing things. They're saying that he's, you know, infringing upon, you know, their civil rights and all this other stuff, yada, yada, yada. It's abuse and everything else. But let me tell you what, the crime in El Salvador has ceased. Literally ceased. To where the MS-13 ran El Salvador. And all these people, with the presumptive, and I was paying attention to a lot of stuff today because I was just researching a lot of stuff and everything else. They have these little tidbits. Now, Ray, you can elaborate on this as well. You know how they put a video out? Everybody's getting on this dumb TikTok crap. And they're putting a video up, and then they believe this video and that video. They call them media influencers, and what do they do get their information from? They're picking their information from other TikTok videos that are popping up here and there. And that's ran by who? Who is TikTok ran by?
China.
China. Now, apparently a law just, well, a law is going into effect. I'm not sure what, when it's going into effect, but a law is going into effect here that no one 16 and under can be on a certain social media. By law. By law. And it passed. It passed. So effective, I think it's going to be next month, if I'm not mistaken. Kids 16 and under will not be allowed on TikTok. I don't think they can have a Facebook account. Instagram, I call it Instagram. People call it Instagram. I don't have that.
Right.
You know, I don't have that crap. So, you know, and you know where I stand on that, William. When you try to, you know, send
yep.
me a TikTok, I'm like, dude, don't even. I just don't feed into
right.
all that. I look outside the box. And then
right.
I research, just like Ray does. He researches everything as well. So, again, I am telling you, like Ray said, they're trying to push through this bill. If three or more people go to the range, okay, say you guys and I wanted to go out and we wanted to just have a day of shooting and lunch, okay, we can be labeled as terrorists, all right? But buy some land. That's all I'm going to leave it at that part. Buy some land. Your own land, okay? What goes on your property is nobody else's business but your own. Remember that. When you do have your own land, think outside the box. Think.
Exactly.
Even if you haven't served in the military, think as if you were military. You would set up safety
yep.
nets around your property, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I mean,
oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want people.
Well, you know,
we have locked on doors for a reason, don't we? It's to keep the bad people
right.
out. All right.
You
well,
know
then, what? Property.
To answer that, Carmelita. To answer that, Carmelita, you know, where I live at, you know, my landlord's real cool. I mean, he's like, do whatever you want. So, you know, and I do things like that. I scope things out, get a secure area, you know, stuff like that. My neighbors, they've gotten together over the years and stuff. We've planned to hit for shit like this.
Look, I'm at the
you
point
know?
Where I'm about to get an exotic animal license, okay? I'm ready to, I will buy me two little lion cubs. They're going to be my best friends.
Well, you know, I belong to quite a few like homesteading groups, right? And I remind people all the time, you know, especially like World War II, American homes had victory gardens. They didn't have a lot of land, maybe a quarter acre, maybe an acre if they were lucky, right? But they raised victory gardens. They raised most of their vegetables. They had chickens. They had their own eggs, stuff like that. You know, the problem is most households don't have more than 48 hours worth of food in their cupboard.
Right.
If you live in a
right.
city, all cities rely on what they call just-in-time delivery. So when the truck shows up to drop off the food at the grocery store, it's just in time because the cooler is empty, right? If
yep.
the truck stops moving, the people start starving, all right? People don't know where their food comes from. You know, literally, there was a study done here last year, and it was like 3 out of 10 millennials think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
I believe that. Yep.
Okay. So they don't know where their food comes from. And you know, that's a form of control, right? If I cut off your food and you're starving, your family's starving, and I'm like, hey, you know what? You want to eat? Just give up this right. You'll never go hungry again.
That's right.
But there's a catch, because once they get everybody to capitulate and go along with it, then they start taking away everything they promised you.
Yep.
The ones that aren't
going to
go
plan.
Hungry are the ones at the top.
That's right. And that's the part of the plan, is to start people into compliance.
I'll be eating your cat.
You know?
I mean, I probably ate somebody's cat anyway.
I guarantee you, I will not be going hungry. So,
I guarantee
you,
I won't be going hungry.
Same here. And you need to keep cash on hand because if the power goes down, you can't go to the ATM, or you know, you can't swipe your debit card to buy food.
Uh-huh.
Keep cash on hand. As long as there's cash in circulation, they can't get rid of it. Keep cash on hand. No large bills. You don't need 150s because nobody can break them. You need small denominations, ones, fives, and tens. Try to keep as much cash on hand. Try to use cash as much as possible. That
right.
way it keeps it in circulation. As long as we can keep it in circulation, it interferes with the introduction of central bank digital currency. All right?
Yep.
That's right.
So that goes back to this Hagelin dialect. We can use the same thing that they use against us, against them. There are more of us than there are them.
And they realize that.
Identify what the problem is. Highlight the problem and then give people the solutions to counterman what they are trying to do.
And
right?
I've always said that, Ray, is use your own tactics against them, but do it better.
And get seeds, guys. Start your own seed vaults. I mean, this is to anyone who's listening out there. Start building your own seed vaults. I'm letting you know now, and this comes from a manager, a food manager at Publix, and another food manager at Walmart. Their food, they even told me, you cannot grow anything from the seeds, from any of the vegetables and everything, in the Walmart grocery store. If you get a watermelon? And then she told me
because all the fruit that you buy in the supermarket are GMO.
Yep.
Okay. So so the seeds are sterile. They will not grow. GMO food seeds are all owned by Monsanto. All right. So and I've always told people, why would you want to eat an ear of corn that is poisonous to corn weevils, okay? If it's poisonous to corn weevils, an insect that was developed to eat corn, it's probably going to be poisonous to you. You know, we humans have eaten grain for 4,000 years. We've eaten wheat. You know, why has everybody got intolerant, right? Gluten intolerant now is because our wheat is bad for it. And you know, wheat is controlled by the federal government. You know, you can't just go out, say you got 1,000 acres out in the middle of nowhere and you decide, you know what? I'm gonna grow 1,000 acres worth of wheat. Can't do it. You know that? Federal government says you cannot do it. You can't even grow 100 acres of wheat. Without the federal government saying you can. The reason being is they're afraid that if it enters the market, that it could interrupt commerce.
Yep.
Now, there are other things you can grow, but wheat is restricted. Can't grow your own wheat.
I think oats is those.
But lard. Lard's been around forever, guys, and nobody uses lard. You don't even want to know what's in margarine. Do not use margarine. Do not use the oil.
You know,
butter.
Fat.
Butter, you know, I get butter, and I mean straight butter. And I don't even eat half the stuff you guys eat. Trust me. Believe me. If shit hits the fan scenario, I can survive with the rabbits. Really could. We might be fighting it with some grass or something, but I promise you, I can survive because I'm a fish person, and you know, there's a lot of people now. As far as shooting something, killing a deer, hell yes, I will take it down, and you know, I'll kill your food for you. I may not eat it with you, but you know, I'll kill it for you. you know, and
right.
I'll get it ready for you and everything. It's just, I just, you know, prefer, give me carrots, give me celery, you know, and throw me a fish here and there. I think I'm a pretty simple person. But you've got
right.
to start making a safety plan. And I know it might sound stupid to some people. People are like, what are these people, crazy? No, we're not crazy. We're on point because guess what? When that scenario hits and you're running around in all different directions in a panic, I don't know about anybody else, but me, I'm going to be sitting back. I'm going to open myself up. I probably might open up this Jack Daniels bottle that's been sitting here for years. I'm being told it's aging. I don't know how much older it can get. I'm going to sit
right.
back and I'm going to take a shot, and I'm going to watch it all unfold because all the cocky ones, we call it the first wave, they're going to be the first ones running. I'm going to let them run towards the fire. Be my guest. But I will not. I will not feed an extra mouth that is not bringing anything to the table. If you have nothing to offer,
exactly.
there's no need to be. There's just no reason for me to even have you within my inner circle. And I keep that circle very small, right? Don't you know that? You know that, right?
Right.
I keep the circle small.
Well, I
don't
know.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's
make
right.
a safety plan for your family. And I'm talking about not a safety plan, because you got to understand, main roads are going to be shut down if it comes down to it, okay? You need to know how to get through the back roads to the destination that you need to get to. And
mm-hmm.
avoiding any and all. And I don't trust, I'm going to be honest, some of this law enforcement out there, they'll do anything for a buck. Try to avoid them as well. Try to avoid any kind of conflict so you can get yourself and your family to your next destination in a safely,
yep.
you know, in a safe manner. And make sure you have everything set up there for you to where you can just dig in and survive until either one, the tyrants are removed and we take our country back, because that's exactly what we need to do. And I am all for succession of states. I think more states should be succeeding. I wish, you know, they would. They're doing everything to make Texas blue. They're going to do everything to try to force Texas into being a Democratic state. Because
mm-hmm.
Texas is a stronghold, guys. It is a stronghold. They can make it on their own. They can just succeed from the U.S., and they would be able to survive on their own. Hell, I can't believe Texans aren't just going and flipping the middle finger to everybody and building the wall themselves. Finish building the wall. That's the thing. Just finish building the wall. Mayorkas should have been gone. Why? How'd they get those three rhinos, you know, the three rhinos to come over? Are you guys not paying attention to what
Actually,
happened to West Virginia?
It was four? The final
four.
Count was four. Four.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I want to find out who the fourth one is. But do you know about the what about the rhino Carol? Do you see what she did in West Virginia? Oh, my God. There are so many people in West Virginia that are so bad off. And that was already, it was a poverty-stricken state to begin with. These people are losing their jobs left and right because this woman, backed by Manchin, okay, if I'm not mistaken, he's not running for re-election. And you notice you haven't heard much from the pirate from Texas? He got awful quiet.
Yeah,
you
know,
he
has.
Yeah,
he
got
Very
awful,
quiet.
Awful quiet, you know, because election time's coming up. So what happened to him, you know, Mr. Navy SEAL Almighty?
Yep.
You know, you don't hear much about him. I haven't heard much about
the little Rican.
Yeah, the little Rican. You know, that little buck-tooth beaver is normally putting her foot in her mouth the majority of the time. And what about the other one? Not Tlaib. What is it? What is her name? Is it Rashid? I don't know. I can't even say her name.
Abrams?
No. Oh, Abrams? No. Not Abrams. No. Tlaib? Sheree?
Saria?
She has a towel on her head half the time. She married her
oh,
brother.
Oh, I know who you're talking. Oh, I know.
Omar. Something. Okay. And who's the other one? The other one who... I don't know. She has black hair and glasses. I don't know that
I know who has black hair.
Yeah, that's her. Okay, they have a squad, and then Cori Bush. That one. Keep your eye on that little left winger. Keep your eye on her. You want to talk about a snake? She is no better than D.A. Bragg, man. That I thought that chipmunk would be gone. And now, did you see where Hawaii passed the bill to take Trump off the ballot?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, I mean, they pushed that.
Now, well, the circuit court just ruled that Trump doesn't have presidential immunity from prosecution, even though what he's being prosecuted for happened when he was president. They're saying that he's not president now, so they can prosecute him. So I posed a question to a friend of mine today, and since Trump no longer has presidential immunity because he's no longer president, does that mean that we can now prosecute Bush for lying to the American people as to why we went into Iraq in the first place?
Exactly.
Or Obama?
Iraq never did anything to us. It was actually Saudi Arabia. Osama bin Laden was a member of the royal family of Saudi Arabia, and the 19 hijackers all came from Saudi Arabia. So he lied about weapons of mass destruction. You know, we lost all those thousands of soldiers over there. So maybe we can prosecute him now since he is no longer president and doesn't have presidential immunity.
Right.
Maybe we can prosecute Obama because he blew up an American citizen in Syria, executed him with a Sidewinder missile without ever giving him a trial.
Yep.
He wasn't afforded any of his constitutional rights. Not president anymore. Not in name only, you know. I mean, this is his third term, but technically he's not president. So I'm telling you, it's a slippery slope that they're opening up. And, you know.
As soon as we use it against them, they'll try to close it. You know. Well, guys, it's that time and everything. You guys want to come back on Thursday and do another show, or? You guys want to do another show? He actually got off. I think his phone died on him. But you guys want to do another show or Thursday or?
What do you want to do, Ray?
Whatever you want to do.
No, Thursday will be fine. Let's see how it plays out. Like I said,
okay.
Everybody needs to pay attention. They really, really, people, just pay attention, people. I wake up and make a safety plan for your family. Get with those who are like-minded, and be careful of who you surround yourself with, because there's a lot of snake in the weeds, and we're still weeding them out. But, you know, I just want to see as many people humanly possible survive what's about to come our way. It's a simple fact.
I'd like to say that the problem with socialism, and people need to understand this, you can vote your way into it, but you have to shoot your way out of it.
Yep. Well, guys, we'll go ahead and close the show and everything. And I tell you what, just got to be prepared and be ready, you know. So, anyway, we'll see you all Thursday. You guys be careful out there and be safe and everything. And you guys get a hold of me anytime you need to.
All right, everybody have a great evening. Everybody be safe, and God bless America.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.